Talk about pressure that we never had. Naughty Dog Hot Sauce was born during the pandemic in 2020, and creator Elliot Franklin of Madison found inspiration on Netflix and YouTube, where everyone seemed to be inventing themselves.
No kidding.
And then Elliot made a batch of hot sauce and actually wrote down the recipe, creating something he could call his own and name it after his dog, Romeo. In the studio with us right now is Elliot Franklin, creator of Naughty Dog Sauce. Elliot, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah.
Great to meet you.
Naughty Dog is in the building.
And you got your Wisconsin shirt on Wisconsin?
Yeah, I had to represent today. Yeah. Just born and raised in Wisconsin, just, you know, three generations deep. So, yeah, just. Yeah.
Did you watch the game today or listen to it?
I did watch the game.
What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought they were pretty formidable, but yeah, just they should have beat them better than they should have.
Let's say that in a great way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's Wisconsin. I grew up during the Don Morton era. So I'm
those were rough days. Yeah. Rough. Okay. Yeah, like so, your doggy. Rough.
Yeah. These kids are spoiled in genetics.
They have no idea what we went through.
Get off my lawn.
Okay. I was making a joke about rough. Rough. Let's talk about your dog, Romeo. Yeah. He brought a photo of his dog, Romeo, so that we are all inspired. I will take a photo and share it with everyone.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Romeo is adorable. Look at that face. He's so cute. What does Romeo do that's naughty?
Well, Romeo was my dog. He crossed Rainbow Bridge about like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. So he lived to be 14 years old. He was spoiled the whole time. So when we got him, he was 6 months old. And so he was just wild, you know. So I asked my friends that were dog owners, and I'm like, when is this dog going to slow down? I'm like, oh, yeah, when he's going to be two. And I'm like, well, he's like 10 years old now. He's not chilling out, you know. So I just always called him Naughty Dog.
He was the
world's oldest puppy. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Great story.
I like that a lot. What breed? I know Jimmy K just came in and said what it is.
He was a French bulldog. He's part French and part Old English. So, he just doesn't look...
Look at the little mushy face.
Yeah, and those ears.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Those ears. I love Frenchy ears. Joey B. Banks has a Frenchy named Eddie.
Does.
I love Joey B. Banks.
Uh-huh. I love Eddie and Joey. Yeah.
It's a love fest here on Max Inc. Radio. Oh, boy. Elliot, you know, we'll hear about your hot sauce in a moment, but who is Elliot Franklin? Like, what is your backstory?
So Elliot Franklin grew up on the north side of Madison, you know, 1701 Browning Road, just on the corner of Sherman and Northport. If you ever go through that intersection, you see a big gray house, big gray garage. That's the house I grew up in. Yeah, so I'm born and raised in Wisconsin. My mother is from Wisconsin. My grandmother, you know, migrated to Wisconsin. So we're like three generations deep, like back to the 30s.
You're stuck.
Yeah. Where can I go?
You know,
so everybody asks, like, what are you doing here? I'm like, well, I was born here, so I might as well die here. You know, so.
Yeah. Wow.
That's morbid.
You're a lifer.
Yeah.
So you're in the same house on the north side there, then?
I am not. No. Oh, okay. I live in the prairie now, but okay. I mean, I do the north side farmers market, which is like right in the shadow you know, the house that I grew up in. So it's nice to do that market because I used to raise hell in that. In that parking lot, you know, where Prangyway was and Coles was.
Prangyway.
Oh my gosh.
I go back. Yeah. There was something else there before that. My sister, if I could call her, she would be able to, you know, enlighten me on that. But yeah, there's a lot of history in that whole neighborhood. So that's where Rock and I met. And the Northside Farmers Market is like deep in my heart, you know, because it's like where I grew up at, you know, so I can't not do that farmer's market. So that's where Naughty Dog is going to be found. And, you know, so if you need it, Northside Farmers Market, 8:30 to 12:30 Sundays through the summer. I don't know what the time frame is.
That's like, okay. You know, people come look for you.
You know, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how you started it. And I think this is really funny because it's Naughty Dog. Not like naughty, like usual, but you spell it N-A-W-T-Y.
I have no idea where that came from. I just like, I never felt like I was a branding, you know, type of person. So I just, you know, so when I came up with the hot sauce, it was kind of one of those things, like I would always make hot sauce. It was kind of like a Bloody Mary to me. Just, you know, I just make it myself, you know, just throw things in a blender and whatever. And so, you know, during pandemic, I was bored and I found a bottle of hot sauce in my fridge and I pulled it out and I tried it and I really liked it, but I had no idea how I made it. So I'm like, I'm going to make a recipe that I'm going to be able to pass down to generations. So I made a hot sauce, made a recipe, took it to my friends like after the world kind of opened up a little bit.
Yeah.
And they loved it. And I'm like, just have this. And they're like, well, we want to pay you for it. I'm like, just have it. It's just from me to you, you know, whatever. And I'm like, I just, at that point, I just figured out that I had a
winner
base. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So, people that wanted to buy it. So I'm like, well, just, I'll make it legitimate, you know, went and got an LLC, went through some classes, went through a fermented food class through the UW, and, you know, the rest is history. So, welcome to Naughty Dog Hot Sauce.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you. Yes.
Now, one of the topics I saw you wanted to talk about was African Americans in small business. And recently was, well, go ahead and talk about that topic first.
Okay, so I just saw that they had the African-American or the Black Restaurant Week.
Right. Yes.
And I saw a story that they said that, you know, 0.4% of African-American businesses in Dane County are owned by African-Americans. That's a, like, a, it's marginal. So I feel like there's a hole in the market, you know, for us African-Americans. So just let's fill the void, you know. So for every African-American that's out there listening to me right now, I like, let's build something, you know, let's build a brand, you know, just yeah, there's opportunity out there. I started this from scratch. I learned a lot of this from YouTube and TikTok and whatever else I could find, whatever resources I could find. And I just basically just, you know, did this from scratch.
Yeah.
But if you reach out to the resources that are available for small markets or for a small business, they're willing to help.
That's
awesome.
I mean,
that's every business in America, every business in the world started small.
Right.
So you can use the resources that are available to you and build something, you know, and let's, you know.
Do you feel like you're proof you can do it too?
I think so. Good. Yeah. I just, good. I totally do. Just, you know, I'm just, I'm not a success story, but I'm just, you know, an example,
yeah,
you know, of that, you know, you can do this. I mean, you know, a lot of people want to have a small business, but they're afraid to do it. But the resources out there are phenomenal in Wisconsin.
There's awesome. The Small Business Hub on South Park Street.
This is
that's,
true, yes.
That's brand new here in Madison and has already made an impact on our community here, too.
Absolutely.
And becoming an entrepreneur, we all can attest to this in this room.
Yeah.
It's one of the best decisions you could ever make.
You know? You know, and capitalism is kind of designed for small businesses. You know, I mean, you know, not to, you know, put a dark, a wet blanket on the whole situation, but, you know, there's some guardrails to it, like just some safety nets. So just go out and take a chance, you know. I mean, do something small. I mean, you don't have to put a big investment into it. I mean, like by hot sauce, I mean, that's pretty minimal, like to get it up and going. I mean, just find something that you are passionate about and put some money into it. Not a whole lot of money. You don't need a whole lot of money. I mean, a lot of people think like small business storefront, you know, just,
right,
you know,
right.
You know, inventory, all that stuff. Just find something that you love and, you know, put your heart into it and just, you know, make it go and just, you know, reach out to the community and whatever resources you have.
Well, and I love you said you are selling at the Northside Farmers Market in Madison, but then you're also online, right? And you do some stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
So you keep people updated and they can order through that as well?
I do. Like right now, yeah. I'm like in that social media space. I'm like, you know, in between the farmers market and the retail situation.
Yeah.
So I need to get my processor's license and I want to send a shout out to Flavors Catering. Leanne out in Sun Prairie, she opened up a commercial kitchen, which I'm renting from. And so that's the hurdle that I have, you know, so I can have that, you know, infrastructure in order to make my product mm-hmm. retail available. So that's going to be huge for me.
You got to scale up, man. You got to get on the Sharks and get some
you know, yeah. going. I've already got my pitch in my head.
There you go. Oh, that would be so exciting. We'd be cheering you on.
Elliot Franklin from Naughty Dog Sauce. Let's talk about the sauce. Yes. I'm excited to hear about the sauce. I actually mm-hmm. want to taste the sauce. Did you bring some stuff in?
I did, yes.
Yeah. What sauces do you have right now with us, and what can you tell us about that sauce?
So I have the original Liberal...
wow, he's overdosing on his own hot sauce
right now. He's excited about
overdosing
hot
on
sauce.
Endorphins right now. I had like shots of hot sauce on the way down here. So.
Whoa. So, Jimmy, I told the people do shots.
Right. Oh, it's Caribbean Liberation.
Okay, so the Caribbean Liberation Woo. Is like my all-time bestseller. I say that Caribbean Liberation is kind of like what Spotted Cow is to New Glarus.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
it, the would it be good for like a jerk chicken?
That's what it is. Right. I mean, yeah, nice. Exactly. Yeah, it's got jerk, pineapple, apple cider vinegar, just yeah, it's a whole vibe. It's
and
got
on a scale of like 1 to 10, 10 being blazing hot, 1 being pretty mellow, where would that one fall on?
I'd say about a 6.
I want to try that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a little more than a mid-level heat. I got the original Bliss.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like your everyday everyway sauce. It's kind of like Frank's Red Hot without as much vinegar in it. Mm, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
that's the thing about hot sauces sometimes is they're good, but sometimes the vinegar is overpowering.
That's what we don't do at Naughty Dog. Yeah. So
he's got honey sriracha.
Yeah, so I have
that
a sriracha.
Is awesome.
This is a wild story about that.
Mm.
Yeah, so anyhow, I originally started that recipe. I was going to do a collaboration with the Killer Bees in Sun Prairie, the minor league hockey team. And I needed a hot sauce. They wanted me to come in and sell some hot sauce. And I said, I don't have a hot sauce with honey in it. So I made a bottle of sriracha, and it calls for white sugar, like just by nature. Mm-hmm. And so my wife was like, well, why don't you just substitute the honey or the sugar, the white sugar with honey?
Sure.
Yeah. And make it, you know, is going to be it was going to be called the Killer Bees Hot or High Stick Hot Honey Sauce is what it was going to be called. Yeah. So anyhow, they ended up canceling their season for whatever reason.
Oh no.
So yeah. Wow. So I had a pivot.
Yep.
So yeah. So since I live in some prairie, so that's called the prairie pollinator. You know,
love
sriracha.
It.
The prairie pollinator. Nice.
I bet that is awesome.
What's that green one that I see? What kind? What is that? Is that like a green pepper?
Green with envy.
Green with envy. Yeah. Yeah.
They're great names. Yeah.
Really? Don't know where that came from. Just needed to call something quick and like just spit it out.
What's in the? Is it like a green pepper?
Yeah, so that's going to be a tomatillo sauce.
That I like.
Jalapeno
Jimmy.
Serrano, ooh. White vinegar, lots of garlic. Like, I don't even measure the garlic. I'm just
throw it in. It's like, you never have too much, right?
You can never have too much.
Now at the Northside Farmers Market, you were kind of telling me how really this is Naughty Dog sauce, not Naughty Dog hot sauce.
Yeah.
And really, Jimmy, a lot of the sauces aren't that hot. They're very tasty. Right. You have a couple hot ones for those hot people.
Sure.
But you don't focus on that. That's not what you're really out to do.
No, I don't. I don't make anything that's insanely hot. I mean, I just let like Dave's Insanity do the hot sauce.
Hot.
Yeah, exactly. I probably have a bottle of Dave's Insanity in my cupboard, but I just like, you know, I'll let him corner that part of the market.
There you go.
So I focus on flavor.
I want to ask you one question, though. And I would call this a secret special ingredient. When I was reading about you last night, you have pineapple.
I do.
In one of your sauces.
I do.
How does that work in a hot sauce?
Sweet.
I have to credit my wife, Jenny Franklin, for that.
Okay.
Like, so the Caribbean Liberation, I went like, because I had that was one of the original five. And I wanted to bring it back out for a friend of mine, Troy Guile. And so he called me up and he's like, I want the Caribbean. I'm like, well, I quit making that, but that's my guy, so I'll do it for him, but I'm gonna make it better than it was than when he had it.
Wow.
So I made a batch of it, and it was just missing something. I just was throwing everything in it. And so my wife was like running errands. I called her up. I'm like, it's just missing something. She like, put pineapple in it.
Oh, I'm like, perfect.
Done.
Perfect.
So it's just like Picasso, like, you know, just paint it, you know, just drop the brush.
I would love to come and just watch you paint your hot sauce into existence.
That was the only hot sauce I'd have that was kind of Picasso-ish. Like, yeah, but everything else is pretty, you know, Louisiana based, just, you know, home style, you know, whatever.
And the labeling and everything is just adorable.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Elliot, it's great to meet you. We're out of time. We got about 30 seconds here before we got to get off into the song. Thank you for coming in. If people want to get a hold of you, get the hot sauce, how do we do that?
Oh, you can meet me at Naughty Dog, Instagram, Facebook, or efranklin at naughtydog.com.
Naughtydog.com. Spell that N-A-W-T-Y.
My man.
Yes. Ellie, it's great to meet you.
Yeah. Oh, you as well.
Thanks for sharing your hot sauce with us, and we'll see you at the Northside Farmers Market, I hope.
Thank you. All
right. Let's do some People Brothers Band. We got a double dip and an interview with Big Big Furnace. This is Max Inc. on Saturday night. Can I just rave about the hot sauce one more time,
by
the
way? Please do. It was so good.
The green with MV from Naughty Dog is probably one of the best hot sauce I have ever tasted.
The tomatillo.
It's not that it's hot, but the flavor and the garlic in it.
That's what I loved in it. Yeah. And we're eating it just, you know, simple with some chips, and that's all you need. Wow, is that good. Thanks to Naughty Dog for coming in.
I am hot sauce struck.
I am too. I'm in love. Absolutely.